The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'd like to thank God for today, and I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for this opportunity to stand on this other side of the pulpit this morning. I'd like to appreciate everyone that have made it to church this morning. I say once again, Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to be looking at the topic, Emmanuel. The topic this morning is titled, Emmanuel. Praise God. The birth of Emmanuel was a mystery. Praise God. It was a mystery. We all know how, you know, we all know the story of Joseph not knowing Mary and Mary carrying Jesus. Praise God. And, you know, everything about the coming of Jesus Christ, of Emmanuel to this world, is a mystery that we cannot, many people have been finding, doing a lot of findings, and they cannot come to a conclusion. Praise the Lord. Prophet Isaiah also, you know, talked about it, and the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 23 confirmed it. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Praise the Lord. It said, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted, God with us. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the time you go through and you get to Matthew chapter 2, he was birthed to this world. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ was birthed to this world. And I would like this morning, our topic is Emmanuel, and I want us to know, and to know what Emmanuel means. Praise the Lord. What Emmanuel means. It means God with us, like we all know. It means God with us. But I'd like us to do some exposition of Emmanuel, God with us. John 3, verse 16, made us understand that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This morning, God with us, Emmanuel, means God is love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After the disengagement, the disaffection that was brought up by the existence of Adam and Eve, what they did in the Garden of Eden. You know, there was a disengagement. God was not happy, and God decided to disengage. Praise the Lord. And after, you know, many time passed, and he looked at it that, how can I re-engage with man? Praise the Lord. And that brought about the coming of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So, God is love, is Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Because of disobedience of Adam, the love was mad. God actually loved us from the beginning. But, you know, what Adam and Eve did mad the love of God. And Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, brought about the engagement, as in the unity back between God and man. Praise the Lord. He says that, for blessed be God, no, sorry. He said that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That whosoever reunite and align with him shall have everlasting life. Number two, what is Emmanuel? It means God is faithful. It means God is faithful. Let us open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Praise the Lord. God not looking what Adam did, not dwelling on what Adam did. He decided, he's so faithful. You know, it's just like when a case of a parent and a son. Maybe the parent has been planning for that son or daughter that I want you to become this, I want you to become that, I want you to become a doctor, like everybody would say, I want you to become an engineer. And you know, the son is not even listening to the father, he's not turning towards the plan of his parent, and the parent is mad at him or her, and you know, they don't want to do everything that, you know, they don't want to take responsibility of him or her. But because of that love, he decided, okay, well, since you decide to be an artist, I'll still be responsible. Praise the Lord. That is just the case. God was still, after every ups and down of Adam and Eve, he was still faithful. Praise the Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. It means God present. It means God is present. The Bible says that he is our present help in time of need. Praise the Lord. He is our present help in time of need. You see, the giving of Jesus Christ is so encompassing. Praise the Lord. Is as a result of his love for us. It is what we do not actually deserve, but he decided, praise the Lord, he decided to do it. You know, it is very difficult for anyone. I don't think anyone can go into such a deal of giving his only son. Maybe the person might, okay, maybe if the person has maybe like 3, 4, we've seen it, they try maybe to, you know, they might be, it's even still difficult to give one out. But just one son, and on his own, he gave him out. Praise the Lord. So, which shows that God is present. He's our present help in time of need. Quickly, I'd like us to look at the essence of the birth of Emmanuel. The essence of the birth of Emmanuel. I know the question that will come to anyone's mind is, why did he leave his comfort zone to this sinful world? Why did he decide to leave his throne? Why did he decide to leave, a mansion where it's comfortable, and decided to come here and suffer? Why did he put on human flesh? And why did he leave his exalted seat and throne? He came simply to give unto us hope. Praise the Lord. The two testimonies that we had this morning all talks about hope. And it is as a result of the birth of Jesus Christ. Imagine if Jesus Christ has not been birthed, then imagine we have no hope. You know, it's just like many times we find ourselves in situations, in cases that we've exhausted everything. All human effort has been done, and the last resort is Jesus. You know, it has happened to us all here that, you know, we've gotten to the end of the road and another road just came. Praise the Lord. It was as if everywhere was dark and you are about to lose hope, then the light just came. Praise the Lord. Say Emmanuel. So, he came purposely to give unto us hope. Praise the Lord. I would like us to open our Bible to the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. It says that, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentile, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The birth of Christ brought about hope for us as a Christians. Many would have gone. Many would have, many would have perished if not for the hope that the birth of Jesus Christ brought for us. And that is the reason for the season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's this song that we used to sing that I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new work in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Praise the Lord. You know, the coming of Jesus is just to give us hope. It would have been, okay, if anything happened and every human effort has been exhausted, then it means it is the end of the road. But Jesus came. He was better to give us hope. Praise the Lord. Number two, to bring light into darkness. The essence of Christ, of the birth of Christ, Emmanuel, is to bring light into darkness. Anyone who is not in Christ is spiritually dead. And you know that the spirit controls the physical. Praise the Lord. Anything that will happen to man, anything, it must have been concluded in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I think by now we should all know that nothing happened without somebody being behind it. Praise the Lord. Anything that we see physically, someone is behind it. Praise God. So the spirit controls the physical. So anything that will happen to us, anything that we want to become in life, must have been concluded in the spirit. So Jesus Christ brings light into our darkness. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of John chapter 8 verse 12. John chapter 8 verse 12. It says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. John chapter 8 verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise the Lord. He said, I am the light of the world, that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The coming of Christ bring about light. The world, in the creation of the world, the book of Genesis made us understand that the world was in total darkness. There was nothing. Everything was just empty, nothing. And God started calling things forth. He started calling things forth. And part of the thing he called forth was Jesus Christ, which is the light. So the coming of Jesus Christ bring about light into our darkness. It would have been, I don't know if you find yourself in a situation, you are inside a room, and you're looking for something important to you. Okay, maybe probably your glasses. And there was no light. And you're going all around looking, and there's nothing that you can do without the glasses. And you are frustrated because there was no light. NEPA has taken the light, and you were just going around. And the funny thing is that the glasses that you're actually looking for is even right beside you. But because there was no light, you cannot trace it. And you started moving all around. Sometimes it can be so frustrating. So God came as light into this world of darkness so that we might not be frustrated. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Talking about light. He redeemed us from darkness and he made us to have association with light. Praise the Lord. Imagine, I also wrote it, I imagine that Jesus Christ, the light, is a pathfinder. I don't mean pathfinder jeep now. Praise the Lord. He's a pathfinder. He's a way maker. He's the one that put us through in things that we don't know. He came for that purpose. He came as a light to show us, you know, like an area that you've not been before. And you got there, you will not know the place to go next. Praise the Lord. And you need an instructor or probably a director that will direct you. Many times we have witnessed it that we'll pray. Maybe we'll find ourselves in a situation or in an environment. I will pray to God, Lord, I don't know anybody here. I believe in you. I trust in you. I want you to direct me. And you are directed. You just find yourself that God is taking you to places. And, you know, those places are the right places for you. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose. That is the essence of why we have Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Number three, to bring life into deadness. To bring life into deadness. John 3:16, back they said it is the realignment that Jesus brought in John 3:16. Bring about life. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever realign, you know, we've been disengaged before. He now said that whosoever realign, reconnect with him, will have life internally. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose, the essence, why Jesus Christ, why Emmanuel came to this world. Said that whosoever believe would not perish, which means die, but have everlasting life. The disobedience by Adam brought about death. We've said that before. It brought about death that, you know, mysterious things were happening. But Jesus Christ had to be given to bring about correction about things that are not right, deadness, to bring about life. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open our Bible to Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Praise the Lord. He came. He came to this world. You know, I said that the question that we have in our, why will someone leave his comfort zone to come to this sinful world? But it is because of the love that he had for us. That is the reason why he decided to leave his comfort zone to come into the sinful world to rescue us, to give us life. This morning, what would have become of us if God had decided, if God decided not to send Jesus, Emmanuel, to this world? Then what would have become of us? The hope will not be there. As in, many hope would have been dashed, but he decided to give to us Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So this morning, the only thing that we can do as human is not to allow the effort of God to be in vain. Praise the Lord. God has done his own part of the deal, giving Jesus Christ. Then, as a Christian, or as a Christian and a born-again Christian, then we must always be in alignment with his love. Praise the Lord. We must always be in, that is the only thing that we can do for him that will make him to be happy with us. So this morning, I would like us to begin to ponder on ourselves and upon our Christian living and look at it vividly if it is really aligning with the love of God that God has given to us. Yes, we are celebrating Christmas, and you know, the real purpose of Christmas is Jesus Christ. We are celebrating Jesus, Emmanuel. And we would not have celebrated him enough when we don't have a good relationship with him. So this morning, I would just like us to bow down our heads as we begin to, I know men, everyone here is a Christian. And we are born again Christians. But I would just like us to begin to retrace our steps. Because today is a day to realign and to know the purpose of Jesus Christ. And I'd like us just to begin to ponder, begin to think, if we are really with Jesus. And if we are not, I would just like us to begin to realign with him, to begin to engage ourselves with him this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for Emmanuel, God with us. Daddy, Lord, we thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ. We say glory be to your name in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.